This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, chickens. It's theory time. The fabulous Adam Richard here, and I have your theories.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Okay, so we're still going to keep talking about Doctor Who because that's what I do. But I'm going to tell you about my holiday because it's very exciting. By the way, this episode could suddenly be derailed by room service knocking on the door wanting to get in. Who knows what time of the morning they come? I don't. Oh my God, how exciting is this? I went to Weta. I know, Weta Workshop and the Weta Studios just on that little peninsula in Wellington. It's amazing. They've got like a post-production facility down there where they can do grading and editing and all that kind of thing. And they've got studios, like actual studios where they film things. Apparently they filmed Ghost in the Shell here in Wellington. I mean, obviously they filmed all of Lord of the Rings all over the place in New Zealand. And I'm seeing many of those things this week. Keep up on my many socials if you want to see my thousands of photographs. me having fun in stupid places. For instance, at the Weta Studios. So the Weta Workshop is where they make all the costumes and the outfits and things. And we got to see, there's a whole bunch of stuff they won't let you take photos of them because even though they made them there, they don't own the copyright in them. They belong to the film studios. So you can't really take that many photos. But there was a truck from Halo. The game, I don't play Halo. I played it once with Luke McGregor on a YouTube channel. And he was very mean to me. And, you know, that shy little redhead hides an evil, you know, NPC murdering gamer. anyway, he killed me several times. He and Celia apparently play a lot of video games when they're meant to be riding Rosehaven. Anyway, I'm not very familiar with Halo, but then saw all this Halo stuff at Weta, and apparently they'd gotten a long way down the track of making a Halo movie, And they built like this truck from Halo that could drive sideways with four pivoting wheels, which is something, sure, you can do in a video game, but you know, you can't do in real life. But they managed to do it, and then the movie never happened. But all of the stuff from the movie ended up, I think, in District 9, the tour guide said, and like Chappie, because it was Neil Blomkamp's movie. He was making the big Halo film. Weird that it never happened, isn't it? And they made so much stuff for it. There's like a full Master Chief outfit and everything. Oh, and Mother. I got to see Mother from the Netflix film, I Am Mother. Great. Like, because I foolishly thought that that whole robot was entirely CGI because it didn't look like it could fit anyone in there. Oh, no. That is a suit. And you can put someone in there. A very thin person. so, yeah, we went to the Weta workshop where they build all that stuff, all the costumes, the swords, the... you know, wacky wigs and prosthetic makeups and, you know, bulging eyeball. You can operate an eyeball. I made an eyeball wobble around. That was fun. And yeah, I got to operate all sorts of stuff. And then we went into the miniatures studio because the Weta, basically one of their sister companies, is a producer of Thunderbirds Are Go. They have the rights to show you the miniatures. And just like the original Thunderbirds, they make things out of, you know, toilet paper rolls and milk cartons and just discarded bits of Airfix kits and all sorts of rubbish. Because they did that originally. Like, I don't know if you've seen... there's a great documentary if you've got, I think, Canopy or Beamer film from your library. You can watch it. It's about the history of... the Thunderbirds and Gerry Anderson Productions in general, and just how they made all those things. And the one of the most spectacular things that they do is sticking a lemon squeezer in as many places as they possibly can, because there's a lemon squeezer on the back wall of the Thunderbird 1 silo when it gets rolled out and shoots up through the roof. And in the documentary that I watched, by the way, it was someone's topic on Hard Quiz, and I went on to a deep, deep dive of Thunderbirds. I mean, I've loved it since I was a little kid. I used to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to watch it every Saturday morning on Channel 9. It's the first TV show I ever watched in colour, which, coincidentally, it was the first... one of the first TV shows made in colour in the UK. I think it was the first TV show broadcast in colour, or it had the first... advertisement broadcasting colour during it. Anyway, it was for peas because they're green. It was a Jolly Green Giant commercial. anyway, it was... I used to love it when I was a kid. It's so good. And then seeing this new one, the first time I watched an episode, I was like, they look like miniatures. Are they actually doing the Thunderbirds like miniatures? Because all of the characters are CGI. Like, they're all animated. And the spaceships, I think, are animated for the most part, but all of the sets are miniatures. So you get to go on to the miniatures set and have a look at Tracy Island. Oh my God, when the tour guide said whose favorite was Thunderbird 2, and my arm shot right up because I was a big Virgil fan. also, I love the fact that you could put anything up the bum of... Thunderbird 2, and it would spit it out. Like, it'd be like, oh, we're going to put pod number 7 up there, and it's got a drill in it. I loved that. I loved that it was a modular spaceship, and you could just chuck any old pod in there. It was so good. So I got very excited. She said, who loved Thunderbird 2? And I maybe put my hand up a little bit too quickly. And so then she invited me over to operate the lever that folds down the palm trees so that Thunderbird 2 can go down the runway. Oh my God, it was the best thing ever. And oh, it was so good. And there's apparently, like, there's these red and white balls all down the side of the new version. Like, the old version, the trees just fell over. Now they're on these kind of like gimbal things that they fold down, and there's these red and white balls underneath, which apparently are repurposed eyeballs from other animatronic things that they're just painted red and white. And some kid wrote them a letter saying, what do the red and white balls do? And so they've gone, oh, we should write that into the script. And they're fire extinguishers now. Oh my God, isn't that the best? If you write a letter to the Thunderbirds, they'll change things in the show to accommodate it. Oh, it was so much fun. You got to see inside Lady Penelope's house. You got to see the, like, they've got the full outside set of Lady Penelope's mansion, which is incredible. Again, you're not allowed to take photos in there, but you are allowed to take photos on the, in the outside bit. And I took a couple. You can, they set up this thing for Comic-Con a few years ago where you could sit in the cockpit of Thunderbird 2. So I did that. Which was very good fun. I nearly broke a model. I think I nearly broke the hood's hideout because I turned around and I was wearing my backpack and it banged into, you know, several toilet rolls and a bit of motherboard. It is, seriously, like, if you watch the Thunderbirds, everything is a repurposed bit of, you know, rubbish. Like, it's the ultimate in recycling, frankly. Anyway, I was going to talk to you about Doctor Who, and here I am talking about the Thunderbirds. I got a message from Happy Tweets, who said about Ryan in this latest episode, The Haunting of the Villa di Ordato. Oh, I'm doing it again. What is wrong with me? Who said, you know, previous doctors would have dropped him off home for the he's only one life comment. I said that, didn't I? I said that this week. I honestly believe that that is a big, big sign that something worse is coming for Ryan. I think that is, I really honestly believe that Ryan is being kind of, they're finding several reasons for us to not care about him anymore, as well as for the doctor to, you know, oh my God, imagine if, like, I mean, the doctor would never do this, but it would feel satisfying for if, you know, she has to sacrifice Ryan and gets to go, well, you know, like you said about Shelley, it's only one life and I'm really sorry, but you don't matter. Oh, that would hurt me in the face. That would hurt so much. That's not going to happen because it's a kid's show and the doctor would never be that cruel or cowardly. But then, you know, he was mean about pears. They are very messy, though. Okay, I've run out of time. I've been talking too much about my holiday. I'll have more theories for you and other bits of business tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.